Welcome to 25 Tuesdays with Teresa. Today is April 30th, 2019, and yes, it's Tuesday. So I'm coming to you live from my living room today because 25 Tuesdays with Teresa isn't off the ground yet. But I wanted to just pop in and do an introductory podcast. I'm here with Daisy Summers. You might know her as, you probably don't know her at all. The same way you probably don't know me. Not yet. But we got 25 Tuesdays to get it in. But I'm here with beautiful Summers, and she's all riled up about a podcast she listened to. I'm not going to gossip. And she's sitting here, so you don't have to worry about saying you ain't heard it from me, because, boss, you heard it from me. So she's upset about something she was listening to on a podcast. Something about the blind leading the blind and the deaf leading the deaf. There was a lady whose husband is an alcoholic, and, well, he still goes to church faking like most of us. I'm not an alcoholic. But he goes to church faking. And so the woman wanted to know, should she continue to follow her husband, who obviously is setting a bad example? And so beautiful Summers was very upset about this. And the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, the husband should lead the family. He should lead the wife as Christ leads the church. Christ wasn't no alcoholic. So, that, you know, that's just my thought. I'm not married, though. So maybe you ain't heard that from me. And, well, how can you follow someone who's not going anywhere? And she also said something about going to another campus, leaving her campus and going to another campus. And so I thought that was good. That sounded really good. It was a new, you know, it'd be a new start, but he was against it. The poster said that her husband was against it. So I thought maybe he was against it because, you know, fresh campus, fresh eyes. They would probably be able to see what their current church couldn't see, that he was in desperate need of prayer. But unfortunately, the podcasters did not tell this woman that she should go to God in prayer, and she should begin immediately to pray for her husband and to put her husband on a prayer list, you know, in other churches. But that was, you know, sometimes when you're looking from the outside in, you make a lot of assumptions. I don't know. Again, I'm not married, so I really don't know for sure. I just know what the word says about people leading the blind. I'm not following a blind man when my eyes are open. That makes no sense. I don't care who the blind man is. And I'm not... Oh my. Well, yes. So, I mean, that was my take on it. I don't have any Bible verses, but I'll add some notes and you'll see the Bible verses for yourself. And again, remember, this isn't any advice for anyone, because, bro, I don't give out advice. I just say what I say, and I do what I do. And right now, I'm not married. But for all you people who are married, if you got something to contribute, please, 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 let us all know. And don't be the wayward one.
This is Daisy Summers, beautiful Summers. And that was actually the second podcast of the day that Teresa was talking about that riled me up. Listening to couples lead other couples astray, because I am coupled. I am married. I am qualified in the business of blind men and blind women.
Let the church say amen.
And so you get tired of listening to the blind lead the blind and blind couples leading blind couples. You get tired. So I'm listening to this podcast, and you know, we already started off culturally different, but that was okay. I'm like, I'm gonna give it a chance. And suddenly she's like, yes, she's wrong for not following her husband. Following him where? Where is he going? I wasn't sure where he was going. No, not yes. Let's go get some help. Yes, let's find the preacher. Yes, let's pray for them. Yes, let's stand in agreement for some healing. No, she just wrong. And not only was she just wrong, Then they want to move on and just talk about regular couples like they didn't just talk about an alcoholic, emotionally abusive husband and a woman who's trying to stay with the Lord. And so, since that was the second podcast, I finally said, you know what? I'm going to tell the world that this is wrong. This is wrong. The blind can't lead the blind. They're going to fall straight into a ditch. It's not going to work. But you know, that's okay. Because that means that I'll have to pray for her. Other people have to pray for her. But the blind cannot lead the blind. You can't be out there living double lives, 007. Talking some good stuff here. Living a bad life over there. It just don't work. The blood of Jesus covers all sin, but we still gotta watch. And so, I just don't want the blind leading the blind anymore. That's it. And that's all.